Hi, I'm Patricia Stallworth, the author of Minding Your Money, with today's Money Minute. Today on The Minute, are you maxing out your 401k? But first, the holiday is coming and I'm having a flash sale on my book, How to Get Divorced Without Losing Your Blouse, on Amazon. Tomorrow the 1st and Saturday, the book will be absolutely free, so you can go there and download a copy of the ebook. And on Sunday and Monday, it's going to be 99 cents. So if you know someone who is thinking about or going through a divorce, please pass this on to them. Now, yesterday we talked about the fees that can be associated with 401ks, and we talked about how important it is for you to understand what you're paying so you can make the best choices and maintain as much of your money as possible. Today I want to focus on a slightly different topic, and that is times when you might not want to max out your 401k. Obviously, if all of your options have high fees associated with them, that might be the case in which you stop where the match ends, if you have one. However, if you still want to save for retirement, you might consider investing in an IRA where your choices are virtually unlimited. And don't forget, if you own a business or a side hustle that you run like a business, you can set up your own retirement plan, such as a SEP, and you can set aside a tremendous amount of money, up to 25% of your net earnings, up to $54,000. That's a lot more than you can contribute to a 401k. Another example might be when you have other goals, such as paying off credit card debt, building an emergency fund, buying a house, etc. My point is that it's important to have a plan in place to know what your priorities are, and not just for retirement, but for the rest of your life, because you have to live in between there. So you can choose the best options for you. Without a plan and doing your homework, you run the risk of putting your money in all the wrong places, just like the guy or gal who's looking for love in all the wrong places. And that's The Minute for today. Hey, never miss a minute. Hop on over to iTunes and subscribe. And while you're there, leave us a review. It would really help us so we can continue to help you. You can find a link at mindingyourmoney.org. Thanks, and thanks for listening. And as always, remember, minding your money really is the path to a richer life. I'm Patricia Stallworth for the Minding Your Money Minute. For more information, visit mindingyourmoneyminute.com.